I put all my hope in the Lord. He leaned toward me and listened to me. He took me out of the pit of despair. Are you listening to what the word says? He took me out of the pit of despair, out of the muddy swamp. He placed my foot on a rock and made my steps straight. These are verses written by David, perhaps during the most complicated moments of his life, moments of which you can identify with, since we all go through complicated circumstances. I am talking to you about those circumstances where you do not find a way out, and perhaps you get sick, you overload yourself, and end up stressed out because you try to look for a solution to the situation you are going through. You look to the left, you look to the right, because you do not know what door to knock. You do not know who to talk to, and you do not know what decision to make to find a solution in your own strength, so you have to throw in the towel and give everything up. Perhaps you identify yourself with this word because you are going through a moment of crisis in your marriage. You are going through a moment of crisis within your family. You are going through a critical moment, perhaps in your business or in whatever position you occupy at work. Perhaps you are listening right now and you say, Pastor, I feel identified with everything you are saying. Everything is spinning around. I am in a financial crisis and I don't know how to get out of it. David found himself in these critical moments in his life. This is why he wrote this psalm that talks about a word in which I want to focus on right now, a word that I think we have all experienced in our life, a word that is not pleasant, that we do not like, but it demarcates complicated things. This word is despair, desperation. Do you know what desperation means? Some definitions define desperation as loss of patience or loss of tranquility, loss of stamina, generally caused by a problem, an irreparable wrong, or from feeling impotent regarding reaching a solution or victory. Desperation also covers a total loss of hope. To be in desperation is to be a step beyond anxiety, because you begin to think that nothing makes sense anymore and that nothing has a solution, to the point of giving up. When I talk about giving up, I talk about closing all the doors, stop knocking, stop advancing, to plunge into an absolute depression, a depression without return. I do not know how you are today, you who is receiving this word. Have you stopped enjoying the light of the day? Have you stopped enjoying being grateful? Have you stopped enjoying each moment that the Lord gives us? Have you stopped enjoying life and you feel like nothing makes sense? Have you stopped fighting because you feel like you cannot go on anymore, because the weight is too heavy? And perhaps it is. But is it possible to really understand that perhaps that weight is telling you that you need someone bigger, that you need extra help, that you cannot do it alone, and that if you would only look up to heaven, you could receive that help that can sustain you, the help that comes from heaven, the help that comes from God. You can argue and you can fight and you can simply get angry at God for what you are going through today. Or you can say to Him, perhaps, I do not understand what I'm going through today, but I am running to You and asking for strength and fortitude to continue moving forward. I am asking You for strength and fortitude so I can get up, so I can grow, so I can move forward. Therefore, each time I read these verses, I like very much to ponder on this word. You know, David was in a critical moment. Imagine having to run away because your son is after you to kill you. These are complicated moments. These are critical moments. Perhaps thoughts could take over us about, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Why are these things happening to me? Perhaps this is what you are going through today because you have not understood that there is only one solution. This solution is called God. What has led you to despair? What has led you to lose your patience? What has led you to lose your tranquility? What has led you to lose your stamina to move forward in life? A debt? Your family? I do not know how you want to label your despair, your desperation. If we lose hope, living becomes simply surviving, and the Lord did not create you for that. God did not create you for that. Hence, David said, patiently I waited for the Lord, and the Lord leaned toward me and heard my cry. So the first thing we must do during our moment of desperation is to cry out to the Lord. Look for the one who can really help you. I cannot tell you to talk to people because people cannot help you or they can let you down. You must understand that if you put your trust in man, this is where you are placing your trust. But you will have a fall because man can let you down. Man can fail you. But there is nothing like putting your trust in the one who does not let you down, in the one who is eternal, in the one who is faithful, in the one who truly keeps His promises. And this one is God, the one who promised that if you surrender to Him, He was going to be with you every day till the end of the world, not ever leaving you alone. But you have to make the decision and you have to start somewhere. If you do not get started, how are you going to experience God's love? You can be outside criticizing, or you can enter the court and say, Lord, I want to be part of this. The first thing to do is cry out. Let me give you advice. Do not remain silent, plunged into silence, in the midst of your loneliness, in the midst of your despair. Do you know that one of the big problems of feeling desperate during a moment of crisis is that we keep everything in? We completely isolate ourselves so no one can know our pain unless we show it. Consequently, David said, I waited, and the Lord heard my cry. It means that David cried out. David did not complain. David did not rebel. David cried out and said, "Have mercy, Lord. Look at the situation I find myself in." He expressed to God the difficult moment that he was going through. And if there is someone that can understand us clearly, is the Lord. He can understand you. Cry out for help. Cry out to me and I will answer you and teach you big and hidden things that you do not know. This is a word that the Lord gave to us. Prayer is the fountain of power, and through prayer we can cry out to the Lord. This is the first step to take when you are in despair. Number two, look for someone of faith whom you can share your loads with, who can inspire you and lift you up so you can continue moving forward. Because many times, in the midst of our crisis, we look for advice where we do not have to look for it. And generally, we run into people who are having the same crisis that we are having, or who are worse than us. And the advice that comes out of their mouth is not the correct one. There is always the easy way out. Look for people of faith. The worst thing you can do is stay by yourself quietly. Hence, God has placed people there who can inspire you, who can bring you fortitude, who can pray for you, who can lift you up. Third, learn that the worst decisions are made during moments of despair. Therefore, it is important that you learn to keep silent. It is important that you learn to wait without losing your cool. This is to be patient, because if you do not learn to silence your thoughts, if you do not learn to wait, it is probable that the decisions you make will likely be desperate measures. And perhaps, if what you are carrying today is heavy, imagine adding to it consequences of decisions you are making. It will not only affect you, but it will affect everyone around you. Take a moment and think about it. Pastor, but I had to make a decision right away, because it is a matter of life and death. The decision has to be made now. No, what has to be decided right away and in a hurry does not bring peace, because God is a patient God. God teaches us to wait patiently, to observe and wait so we can listen to Him and then make decisions. If a decision has to be made urgently, not giving you a chance to think about it, and you have to say yes or no right away, it's not coming from the Lord. It will never, listen to me well, it will never be coming from the Lord. You have to learn that there are solutions for everything, even for those situations that seem impossible. Remember that the solutions come from the one who makes the impossible happen, and this is the Lord. Desperation is so tremendous that David compared it to a pit and a muddy swamp. I do not know if you have ever been in a ranch where perhaps you have experienced a time when it rained heavily and you had to go out wearing boots that come all the way up to your knees so you can make your way in a path full of swampy mud. And each time you stick your foot in the mud, your boot it inserts itself in the mud in such a way that you have a hard time lifting it because it seems like the swampy mud grabs your feet and it does not let them go. Not only did David feel he was in a pit, like a water well. I do not know if you are familiar with these wells where they have to dig 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, up to 12 meters underground to be able to draw water from there. Imagine being in the bottom of that well or pit. You look around you and all you see is total lockdown, darkness, because you cannot see anything. The only light you see is the light above, and you are not only in a pit, but you feel like your feet are tied, are submerged in a muddy swamp, and it is hard to move. Wow, these are moments of panic. These are moments of fear. What is your pit's name? Your pit of despair. How is it called? For example, is it called medical diagnosis, sickness, economic crisis, divorce, abuse, rejection, orphanhood? Do you know what? It does not matter how your pit is called, because when you cry out, God listens. And when he listens, healing toward you, extend his hand to take yours. And when you cannot move, he lifts you up so your feet can come out of the muddy swamp toward the light above and places you on a rock, a safe place so you will not make the same mistake of falling into the same well again. Do you understand me? Life has to change, but without God, without God, without God, yes, without God, even if you try to change, you will always see the same results. Remember that he designed you, and without him, nothing makes sense. Father, today I pray for all of those who are plunged into despair. Lord, desperation engulfs us, and it is like a silent enemy that starts with stress, starts with anxiety, to the point that we begin to develop physical symptoms like heart problems, headaches. Because without realizing it, we fell in the muddy swamp, and it is hard for us to get up. But today, I cry out so the hardness of the heart changes. Lord, so we can have hearts that once and for all will enable us to look up at heaven and be able to ask for help, and then wait patiently. We will see that the answer will come in this manner. You will lift us up, you will take us out, and you will put us on a rock. The rock is you, Christ. I ask you to continue working on those who are already, on those you already started working on, and on those, Lord, who do not know you yet. Let today be the day in which they can raise their gaze up to heaven and know that you are real. Thank you, Lord. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time. He wants you to know that we have a channel in YouTube called Just in Time Devotionals and ask you to subscribe. There is a word from God there. He invites you to visit us in our webpage www.justoatiempo.org. He sends you a hug and blessings.